And we are back. Second hour, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Greg Berry joining us now. Greg, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
I am very good. So you are the CEO and founder of Munisibid. Talk about that.
Yeah, thank you. We're an online auction platform that that state and local governments across the United States use to auction no longer needed items to the public. So it's open to the public. Anyone can buy.
So this isn't just, you know, you don't have to be a, you know, licensed reseller or a contractor or something along those lines. Anybody at all that's looking and sees something can participate.
That's correct.
Okay. Because exactly. Typically, and for a lot of you listening, and Greg, I'm sure you know this, I've been to a lot of, you know, local type municipal auctions and so on. And typically, you know, you've got to be, you know, somebody that's got some sort of standing or, you know, quote unquote, a reason to be there. And not that, you know, not that it's that difficult to get in, but it's not as easy as what you're making this to be, is my point.
Yeah, exactly. It's the reason I started Munisibid. I was on a local town council, and I saw how we were having trouble selling an old police car for a true market value. So we would sell, you know, old police cars for $300 when the blue book value was $3,000. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then a couple agenda items later, we're arguing over $1,000. And I'm like, well, we just gave away $3,000.
Right.
And I noticed a lot of other governments were having the same problem. And yeah, it was because the processes that they use, that used to use, are, you know, just kind of out of date, not very convenient for the public, intimidating. You have to go down to town hall, fill out a bunch of paperwork, or you have to go out to a, you know, drive somewhere for a live auction. And so, yeah, we just made it super easy and very convenient to be able to find the stuff the governments are selling, for one.
Okay.
And then make it very easy to bid and buy the items.
Okay, so I'm online right now. I'm looking at what you've got listed. I just happened to jump into, because I'm in that area, I'm in the landscaping end of things. So I jump over to landscaping stuff. You've got all sorts of different things from, you know, steel chainsaws to some Makita push mowers and so on. So if I were to buy one of these, is it self-explanatory as to how all that works?
Yeah, we make it extremely simple. And, you know, walk you through the process once you're interested and ready to go.
And for everybody listening, it still is, Greg, an auction whereby, you know, you're bidding against others that may be interested in the same item. So you have to be kind of aware of what you're doing there, right?
That's correct. So, and all that information is very clearly available and visible. And we are also very transparent. You can go on, you can see what things sold for. You know, obviously see what the current bids are, and so it's all available right there. We make it extremely easy and to be able to view and to bid.
How does the does the sales tax end of things come into play, or is that location dependent? Maybe is for me the way for you know the best way for me to ask that, I should say.
Yeah, it's typically location dependent or item specific dependent. So, for example, with a vehicle, typically the tax is not charged at the time of sale. It's, you know, charged at the transfer. So, yeah, it really just kind of depends on the type of the item and or the government that's selling it.
Okay, shipping and all of that, is that something you guys help with, or is that something that I as a buyer have to arrange on my own?
Yeah, it's pretty much the buyer's responsibility to pick up the items, and it's pretty much pick up only. There are some cases where if the items are smaller and the government is willing to, they'll ship items, but pretty much everything is the responsibility of the buyer to pick up.
Okay. So in other words, those of you that are maybe looking at this, kind of keep that in the back of your mind, and if you're bidding on something that's, you know, on the East Coast, for example, well, who do you have there that could assist you in some of this? And if you've got relatives or friends or somebody that would be willing to do so, well, then great, you're golden. But that's something to keep in mind, right, Greg?
Yeah, and we'll help in that scenario, and we do all the time. And it's amazing how often cross-country bidding happens.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, because, you know, we have, how should I say, it used to be, Greg, everybody sort of lived and grew up, and I'm unique, I still grow, you know, I still live in the area that I grew up in, which doesn't happen much anymore. Most everybody, you know, sprouts wings, they go off, they go other places. So point being, because of that, you've now got family members in all different parts of the country. So to get some things handled along these lines, because you have somebody else there that's willing to help you on the other end, isn't as big of a deal as it used to be.
Exactly. And we work as a liaison between the buyers and the selling agencies as well,
okay,
to make sure that everything happens smoothly.
Okay. For those that are listening, because we get all different walks of life, Greg, that listen to me, a lot of other business owners, even folks that are in county, city governments and so on. I know they work there because I get messages from them and so on. And so I know mm-hmm. there's some of those that are listening. How do they get in touch with you if there's somebody out there that's listening that would like to put something up for auction?
Yeah, we make it very easy. So we have a bunch of different ways. So the website is municibid.com, and on there, there's a live chat. So that comes to an actual human. We have our phone number, email. However you feel comfortable getting in touch with us, we're here and ready to respond.
Okay. So those of you out there listening where you think, hey, I'm a larger contractor and I've got a bunch of things I'd like to sell, or I'm a municipal, maybe you're a buyer seller for one of the municipalities, or you're on council somewhere and you're thinking, hey, you know, we might be able to do a lot better than what we've been doing in the past. Question I have for you along those lines, because I also know that on the typical auctions, this is where I think a lot of these towns, by the way, and I'm not against guys that do auctions. I'm going to make sure I'm very clear on that, because I think a lot of the folks that are out there locally doing things, Greg, you know, they're doing what they need to make a living and so on. But a lot of the fees that get charged from the buying and selling aspect, I hate to say this, but there are days where the only way you're making money at the end of the day is the guy running the auction.
Yeah, so it depends. But in our case, it's very clear. So the governments are, it's 100% free for them. They keep 100% of what they sell.
Okay.
So if something sells for $10,000, they keep the $10,000. The way we earn revenue is we charge a buyer fee just to the winning buyer only, and that's it. There's no extra
wow.
fees or other charges or
wow.
anything like that. And that's
fee, huge.
Both the percent and the dollar amount is shown to you each time you place a bid and prior.
Okay. And the reason I say that, for a lot of you listening that are thinking of doing auctions or something along those lines, especially on the municipal side of things, Greg, it's anywhere from 8 to 12% on the auction fee, typically, even for that city or county that's selling offset items.
Yeah, ours is 7 to 9%, no higher than 9.
Okay, so there you go. So, again, folks, great way for you to, A, find, for those of you listening that may be looking for some great deals on some items that you know a lot of these are going to be well-maintained and taken care of, that's the first thing. And then for a lot of you that are listening that may be finding yourself in a position where, hey, I want to get some things auctioned off, I guess last question for me, Greg, is there a min-max on what they can auction off, or you know, can it be one item?
Yeah, so a government can list something as small as a desk or a chair, or as big as acres of land, and literally we've had everything in between.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be a minimum of 100 items or something along those lines to be listed. They just call you and get things rolling.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay, Greg, I appreciate this very much. I will keep passing this around. I'll be watching it myself as well, because I do a lot of these from time to time as a business owner as well. So, Greg, thank you again. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you so much, John.
You bet. Have a great evening, sir.
You too.
All right. So it's Municibid, Municibid, Municibid.com for those of you listening. And as he said earlier, and I checked it all out before we had him on, it's pretty straightforward. And for those of you that are listening that might even be in some of these areas where you have some influence upon how things actually get sold at the end of the day, there could be another option for you that might actually generate your city, town, school, whatever it happens to be. Keep in mind, a lot of you that are even on school boards and things like that, where you're looking at auctioning things off, charter schools and so on, this is another avenue for some of you out there to raise some money that you might not have otherwise been able to have done, or maybe it would be more beneficial for you to go this way because your overall fees are going to be less at the end of the day.